This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now, something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favourite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in.
Because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
And now, here's your host.
He talks right, he knows his stuff, and he knows how to make a girl laugh.
Thank you! I'm here all week. Right, Chris.
Oh, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, goodbye, good night, bye. How the devil are you all? Welcome along. On a night which started out, well, on a day which started out shite, to be honest with you, Newcastle have equalised. So that Steve doesn't like it. Steve goes for these 1-0s, you know, and it always comes back and bites him on the bum. Liverpool. This is Leicester Till I Die TV. It is the prediction show. Thank you for watching. If you are doing on Twitch and YouTube, like I say, it's Leicester Till I Die. And if you are listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you so very much for lending me your ears. It is, of course, in conjunction with Foxy 7 Clothing.
The prediction show from Leicester Till I Die TV is brought to you by Xbox Steve Linex and Foxy7Clothing.co.uk.
Back of the net.
Indeed. And you can't really see it, but let me just... I'm not going to strip off, guys. Don't panic. But, oops, I'm just trying to... There we go. Look. There. Look at that. Foxy7. Foxy Foxy with the seven in it clothing. And, oh, look at that. Look at that. Not my face, because that's the ugly bit. But above there, look at that on that cap as well. And I'm so glad that it wasn't a red one. But thanks to Steve for that. That's what you get. Look, black gold. It's lovely. It's a great fit. Plenty of room. Not quite a cuddle jumper, if you and those of you that remember watching Would I Lie to You, but it's really comfy. Foxy7clothing.co.uk. It's all at the bottom there. Be sure to go and check them out. They don't just do these, they do a lot of others as well, other things as well. I'm just waiting for the Foxy 7 underpants to come out. And do not ask where the fox's tail goes. That's another story. But if you see me itching about a bit here, oh, it does itch. It does itch. Let's just say a few hellos. James is in. Good evening, James. How are you, sir? Big weekend for us all. Hi, Mike. Mike is in. Hi, Chris. He says, you okay? Well, I've had a a funny day, let me just put it that way. Spencer says, good evening. How are you, Spencer? Hit the likes and subscribe, James. Thank you. Just watch the Trees versus Geordie's first half. Very lucky. 1-1. It is indeed. Nate, evening, Chris. Nice hoodie. Better say that to all the men, Nate. Hi, everyone. Only West Ham not playing this weekend. All my predictions for the I don't know. You run out of letters. Hand pink waving. Whatever you're using, it doesn't show emojis. But hello, LCFC, welcome along. Hello again, and hi everybody. Saying hello to everybody else. This is the prediction show, and I don't know whether you actually saw this at all. I shall just bring this up here. It appealed to my sense of humour. For those of you that are old enough to remember Dear Deirdre, this is our version, which is Dear Bradley, the all-new Bradley's photo casebook. And we've got a letter in from Mrs. R from Leicester. She says, I can't take it anymore. Every time something goes wrong, my husband blames me. He will never accept any responsibility, and now he started writing everything down in this little notebook that he always carries around with him. Please help. And that's Mrs. R from Leicester. Bradley, can you give any advice to them?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him when he gets here.
Oh, come on. It's
Well, Mrs. R, I'll give you some advice. You know, we'll ask Bradley. The advice I could give Mrs. R right there is it sounds like, unfortunately, it's an incurable condition. That's the unfortunate news I have to give you. The good news is you don't have to stick around with it and he's going to live a healthy life. It's just the bad news is it sounds like he's got a severe case of Brenda Rogers-aritis. So, unfortunately, while you're stuck with an idiot with a notepad, that's the only side effects to it. He'll still be able to live a normal, healthy life. You'll just have to remind him he can't manage top teams.
Talking about idiots with notepads, how are you doing, Brad? Welcome along.
Funny.
Top 10 battles is your channel. Be sure to go and check him out. And talking about checking out, you've got to check this guy out because, like I say, he supplies this apparel, which is really, really nice. Let's bring him in. Mr. Steve, good evening, sir. How the devil are you?
Good evening, guys. I'm just about to ditch my notepad.
To be honest with you, I thought I'm not going there because I don't want to I don't mind upsetting Brad. But I don't want to upset you.
He doesn't mind upsetting me.
You know. Hi, Brad. Looks like Ray may be going back to Palace. And Doug is in. I've got to say, I know I did say it the other day, but anybody who's not or doesn't know the news, Doug is going to be a dad. So congratulations to him and Rebecca. Apparently, it is a future Everton number 9, which he's going to be bringing in. Whether that's for the women's or the men's football, we don't know yet. But congratulations, Doug. You obviously are able to score better than Mo Salah can at the moment.
Oh, a joke for every occasion. I've got to say, in all seriousness, thoughts go out tonight to Dan. You'll all know him, Dan, the Burnley man. His dad, he's not been well, and he might not be with us for much longer. So our thoughts go out to Dan and all his family who have had an awful day today. So good news and bad news, it always is. And I just want to make a quick sort of announcement. If anybody just follow or is part of the Leicester Till I Die Facebook group, I have suspended that today. It will probably be suspended for a couple of weeks. I basically do this. I earn a bit of money from YouTube and TalkSport and the BBC, but I do it purely because I love Leicester. And there's a set of rules in the group that some people seem to think only apply to them. If you don't like what I put, then you're the idiot for still being in the group. But we do it, and one of the rules is that don't shoot the messenger, discuss the point that's raised. And I always say whatever I put in is not my particular belief, but it's what I put in to create discussion. That's how these things work. This is how things like Talk Sport work. People always go like, oh, you know, have you heard them? They're having a go at Leicester, blah, blah. Well, of course. Anyway, so I say, what did you do? He said, well, I rang up to argue. Well, exactly. That's what they want. Because if nobody discusses or rings up or comments in the Facebook, then, you know, there's no point in us doing it. But to be quite honest with you today, I've just had enough. I couldn't be arsed anymore. There's too many Neanderthals in the group. I know every club has them, but today I just thought, fuck off the lot of you. So the Facebook group is suspended. I will decide what to do with all the other, the Twitters, the Twitch and all those over the next weekend and see how things go and see what's coming back. But at the moment, the YouTube channel is still going, so you can still look at me. But just bear with me and hope you understand on that. Anyway, that's got that over with. Let's get on. Like we say, condolences to Dan and congratulations to Doug. So it is the prediction show. If anybody's interested, there's a new film out this weekend. Then if you've seen it, it stars Brendan Rodgers. It's called Titanic. And I'm just wondering whether, you know, because again, on Titanic, the band played while the boat sank. Remind you of anybody? I'm just putting it out there because never let it be said that, you know, I don't want people shouting at me. Wouldn't want that to happen, would we? But that is available at the cinemas now, allegedly. So this is what happened last week. Steve's 15 points that he said he was going to get. I think he's going to get those over about 6 weeks because we had a couple of good weeks. You actually won a couple. What happened, Steve?
Salah missed a penalty. That done me for 3 points.
You would not have been. You'd have got 3 points. Yeah.
Yeah. Not happy with that at all. And a lot of my predictions are right until they go wrong. So I can't answer.
Yeah, that's very true.
I don't know what he's complaining about though, Chris. Because look, right there you can see it. He's got 115 points. That's what Steve really, obviously, clearly meant he was going to get. So he's got there before the end of the season. Well done, Steve.
That is 115. That's,
I know, what, right?
You know, can I just say that, Steve, had Mo Salah's penalty still gone in, you still wouldn't have won the week.
I don't know, it's so difficult not to look smug at this point.
Yeah, but I'd have finished second with Brad.
To be honest with you, I think Brad would have been more annoyed than I would have been. But hey, look, you're closing in. Well, you were in, you're not so much now. A bit like Leeds, you know, you started off very bad, you had a little bit of a spurt, and then you kind of fallen away again. It's because you keep picking Forest to win, that's your trouble.
It's reverse psychology that I'm trying to do, but it's,
you've been saying that for 3 seasons, it's never worked for you.
I've just got to go for silly results now, like Brad does, and he gets the odd one right, so I've got to start doing that now.
Well, nobody got anything right last week, as in dead on, as you can see there. There's not one gold stop in front of anybody at all. But there's a lot of grey ones. So you got a point for Everton, Brentford, Man City, Palace, and Brighton and Hove Palace, because, of course, those teams played twice last week, or some of them did. Brad, you got Spurs, Forest, City, Palace. How often does City only score one goal, for God's sakes? you got West Ham and Villa, which was a draw. You got Newcastle, Wolves, Brighton, Palace again you got, and Brentford, Southampton. I got too many to read them all out, so I won't bother. And if you're wondering just how the other prediction league is going, and I have to just remind Steve, this is the separate one that we do. This is just the Xboxes. Jerry's still on top. I, myself and Ian are joint second. Brad and Ian Wilson are joint fourth. And I don't think we need to go any lower, really, do we? Because it's just the usual suspects, as they say. But look, that was last week. That was last week. We don't need to worry about last week. We can concentrate on this week because obviously there's a game going on at the moment. So I did ask for predictions before the kickoff from everybody. Steve, you went for a Forest win.
1-0, yeah. I thought it was going to be a game where it started, panned out the way I thought it would. Newcastle on top a lot. And then Forest just catching them on a break, which happened.
Yeah. But it was a good goal, wasn't it?
It's just run out. It was a great goal, the way he took it. Yeah. Really good
goal. I don't think he knew. He said he didn't know Trippier was coming back, but what a chip. What a chip. Brad, you thought it was going to be a goal fest for Newcastle. You went 4-0 to Newcastle.
Yeah. No, sorry, 115. you won't be saying that when Newcastle at least score one of them. Me and Chris kept a point. It's all right. No, I'm still fine.
That was close for Forest there, to be fair. I went 2-0 to Newcastle. So, yeah, there's no 3 points up for grabs at all on that one. There's only 7 games this weekend, including this one, because, of course, it is the FA Cup. But then again, Brad, hey, who's bothered about the FA Cup?
No, you won it once. You don't need it again.
You don't, exactly.
It's all right. Exactly. Completed it, mate.
Yeah. We've got it. Let's let you know. We don't need to worry anymore. Villa Bournemouth, Steve. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. There's 4 games at that time. Let's have a look what they are saying about the game. In the last 6, Bournemouth have actually won 4 of them, and Villa 2. The last one earlier in the season, Bournemouth won 2-0, but I think that was probably Gerrard having his manager's job before he lost it. Are Bournemouth going to do the double? I mean, at the end of the day, they're on the same number of points as us. They're in 18th, but we don't want them to win. But can they win?
I don't think so. I think if it had been at Bournemouth again or on a smaller pitch, you got to fancy them, but not at Villa Park, not the way Villa are playing now. I'm going to give him a customary goal, and I think Villa's going to win 3-1.
3-1. Oof. I thought you'd been copying my homework again. Brad, I mean, like I say, Villa are 11th. I mean, they're 35 points. I think they are safe. They're not going to be dragged into it. On home form, Villa are 12th in the form table. On the away form, Bournemouth are 17th. Bournemouth have only won 1 away in the last 6. Whilst at home, Villa have won 2 of the last 6 and drawn 1. How do you see it going?
I think this might be one of them games that, you know, kind of sums up teams down at the bottom of the season. They've done okay for a little bit and got themselves back in the fight. And I think they'll come unstuck against Villa. I think this will be one of them tame performances that comes out of nowhere from Bournemouth, and Villa will just sort of coast to victory. I'm actually going to go a little bit less extravagant than Stephen. I'm not going to give Bournemouth a bonus goal. I'm going 2-0 Villa.
You're in 2-0. Okay. I mean, Bournemouth, not just Bournemouth, let's be honest with you, any club this season, it's so hard to predict. Because like you say, who would have predicted them beating Liverpool, you know, the week after Liverpool had put 7 past Man United. But it would just be so Bournemouth, having done that, to then go and lose to Villa. I mean, Bournemouth, they beat Liverpool. They lost to Arsenal, but in fairness, that was close. That was 3-2. They got stuffed by Man City 4-1. They beat Wolves, they drew with Newcastle, and they lost to Brighton. Villa's last three was a draw at West Ham last week. They beat Palace and they beat Everton. I'm agreeing with you two lads. God, I'm a fool to myself, really, aren't I? But I'm agreeing with you two. I've agreed with Steve, and I think Bournemouth might well get a goal just to wake Villa up. But I've gone 2-1. So I've kind of split between the two of you. I've gone 2-1 to Villa. More also because I want Villa to win because it keeps Bournemouth below us. Jeff has said Forest to lose 2-0, so cannot get the full 3 points. No, you can't. Oh, can I just say, guys, there is a poll in the YouTube chat. Next season, I am thinking of actually opening it up to anybody to join in as much as we'll do the show like this normally. But if you have Google Sheets, every week you can come on and put your predictions in. Now, I can't decide whether it is going to be free or whether I'm just going to charge £5 entrance fee. And it's not £5 entrance fee and then the winner gets some of it. Basically, I'm totally straight up front with you. That goes to me. All it does is it means that if you're committing £5 to it, then it's not sort of 6, 7, 8 games into the season, suddenly there's only one person playing it. So vote is there's a yes if it's free, there's a yes for Fiverr, or there's a no. So just let me know what you want. I'm thinking they're going to be say doing that from next season. James said 1-1 for Forest Newcastle. So on the Villa game, Jeff's gone 3-0, and good evening, Jeff. I hope you are well, sir, over there in the Philippines. 3-0 to Villa. Doug has gone 1-0 Bournemouth, and it's a goal for Newcastle. Well done. I'm not sure who's got
Karma got you back there quick, Steve.
Brad, how has work been for you since you no longer do the laughs on Michael Jackson records?
Oh, wow. It's just dried up since then.
Let's just have a look. I mean, oh. No, it's... What's going on? I mean, I don't know who can watch this goal. It's not offside. No, it's far side. I mean, sorry. I mean, that was almost defending of Leicester City standard. The guy that was actually provided the assist was actually on his arse at 1 minute and had time to get up and put the cross in. Oh, dear. Doug, I think he's been... it's Anderson. Sorry, Anderson that scored. He's gone Bournemouth 1, Villa 0. Don't know what he's been drinking. I think he's got baby brain already. Villa 2, Bournemouth 0, says James. Mike says, come on, the Geordies. 2-1 for Mike for Villa. 3-0 for Shane. Good evening, how are you? LCFC, yeah, that'd be a great idea. Just vote, then I can see which way it's going and who wants to pay, who doesn't want to pay, and I can decide what I'm going to do. If everybody says no, then we might do it not paying. But it just, it's a commitment for you guys to make sure you carry on doing it, and it pays for a pint of beer for me as well. Trees, yeah, it's 2-1. Everybody's saying 2-1 there. Now, the next game. I'm almost dreading this. The VAR in it. There's no way that's offside. I mean, I can see that with a... I'm sorry. I just don't understand VAR. I don't know why we're surprised, really. Leicester, I mean, 24 points. What's he given? Oh, he's just told a Nottingham Forest player to shut up. It looks like it stands. Is it standing? Oh, is he going over to look at the monitor?
Okay. Here comes VAR to ruin both my lives.
Oh, he's going over to look at the monitor. What's he looking at the monitor? Bloody hell. Now, that means it's not going to be given.
It's still back to no points for all of us. Great.
I don't know how that can be given as offside. Oh, that one might be.
His arm, probably, knowing that VAR, they give anything offside.
Oh, he was offside there. I've got to be honest with you. Did he interfere with play? Well, the ball came off him and went to another Newcastle player. So you could say, although he didn't kick it, the Forest player shot it at him. This is live action, folks.
It's all delaying because he knows what we predicted for this game.
Yes. He has not given it.
Oh, what a softie. Oh, wow. This is going to be a great show, isn't it, Steve? Just VAR is definitely not ruined football.
I must admit, when I thought it wasn't offside, I wasn't looking at the player that obviously was offside. Oh, Brentford are hosting Leicester. Leicester, we are in the shit. There's no two ways about it. As I put earlier in the group, you know, we've got a board down in London that have made the decision with 12 games to go that they need a change. And then there's another board sat up in the Midlands, a bit like Nero, fiddling while Rome burnt. And they can't decide what to do. Guess who's which team? Which way do you see this one going, Steve?
Well, I'm sorry to say, mate, and you know, a true Leicester fan. I don't think you can rely on any results off anybody else anymore. It's just purely down to what Brendan Rodgers does.
Oh, don't say that.
It is the body language, the excuses. There's no motivation. You can't see any motivation coming. You can just, you get the same excuses week in, week out. And I can't see him getting out of it, to be honest. There again, with my predictions, they might go on a run down and win the next 10 games. But he's got to get some fighting spirit into the team. He's got to get angry. The players have got to start taking more yellow cards for proper reasons. You want Leicester to get more aggressive all over the pitch, and I can't see that happening at the moment.
And let's be honest with you, the Powder Puff Girls are more aggressive than our players at the moment.
But it does. It looks all across the pitch that no matter what decision happens, the players are happy with it. You know, you look at your Man United, look at your Tottenhams, and look at everybody. There's like, referee gives a decision, there's 11 players around him. Leicester just like seem to shrug the shoulders, look around, and just carry on. And until that changes, I can't see, I can't predict how Leicester are going to do, to be honest. So,
if you can hear my phone going off, Brendan's messaging me at the moment.
Yeah. I've had to go 2-0 to Brentford.
You've gone 2-0, indeed. Brad, away form, Leicester were 13th in the form table on the last six games. On home form, Brentford are 6th. They haven't lost at home in the last six games. They've drawn 1-1-1, drawn 1. And I'm not even going to say anymore if we lose, does Brendan go? Because the board haven't got any balls, although we play with the round one, they haven't got any. They won't make the decision. If we go down, I think the money that they're going to be putting aside for the new stadium will be just a waste of time because they ain't going to fill it when we've got the likes of Bristol City and everybody else coming in. And I just give up. I really am losing total interest. I've got a watch along booked for tomorrow. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I can even be arsed doing it. It's just ridiculous. What are you going for, Brad?
Well, if my prediction comes true, you won't be doing watch-alongs any longer. No. Because it is just that bad at the moment. And honestly, I never thought I would say this with the greatest respect to Brentford, but this is going to be an absolute hammering. This is going to be that game that shows that the gamble might just not pay off with sticking with Rodgers, because this is going to be a hard-to-take defeat. I can't see a way Leicester win the game. Not at Brentford. I mean, we choked it at home in the first game. You know, the signs are ominous from them. I can't even see a scoring at this rate. So I went worse than you, Steve. I went one worse. I went 3-0 Brentford.
You did. See, I was tempted to, because that's what happened. Like, I went with the Chelsea win last week and obviously got the point when sort of nobody else did apart from me and Marshall. And I thought you lot would do that. So I've actually gone for a Leicester win this week, because it will give me a point if they win and not you. And it'd be just like Leicester, won't it? We're all sat in doom and gloom that they'll win this one, and then they'll go and lose the next two. You know, that is just so typical Leicester. I really don't know what's going on at that club. I mean, has Brendan got some pictures of Top that Top doesn't want to get out? What is going on? I don't know. Apparently, there are still some fans, as I found out in the group today, that still love Brendan, that think we should get behind him. Give us something to get behind. I've gone 2-1 to Leicester, more in hope than expectation, if I'm honest with you.
Well, I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right as well, but I have, unfortunately, guys, I think one of you two might be nearer the mark. And I don't think many people in the chat actually will agree with me. I think most of them are agreeing with you two guys. Let's just get past the Forest chat. Brentford to win 3-0. So Jeff's agreed with you, Brad. Mike has gone CS City to win 3-1. Come on, Mike. Did that sound convincing?
No.
Boom. Oh, yeah. Second goal. I should go on. Brentford 2, Leicester 0, says Doug. Yeah, well, he predicted, was it 2 or 3-0 to Liverpool against Bournemouth? Sorry, Doug, I can't resist. Shane's gone 2-0 to Brentford. James has gone 2-1 to Brentford. Ant says, in Brendan we trust. You can't even have your Sean Dyche anymore. Your little love interest has gone to Everton, Ant. He's then gone 3-0, Brendan Rodgers, blue and white army. You've got it. You've got to live in hope. It's the hope that kills us. He then says, we eventually have to win a game of football, don't we? But we don't know when. Now we will win the next three games, you see. Mike, I'll come down and buy you a beer if that happens. Nate says 2-0 Leicester to win somehow. Are you going out tomorrow, Nate? Because I feel more confident that we'll win if you are going out. Because we do seem to win a bit when you go out. We will see. So, well, problem is, there's going to be a few teams that aren't playing this weekend, obviously, because of the FA Cup. So if we win, it will probably put us in a false position anyway. And then we have Southampton are going to be taking on Spurs. Now, Southampton managed to get a good 0-0 last week against Man United. At least Man United didn't concede 7. I suppose that is something for them. But at the moment, at the last 6, Spurs have won 4. There's been 1 draw. Southampton have only won 1. Earlier in the season, it was 4-1 to Spurs. But I have a feeling that, Steve, and all I will say is, from your position of 3rd out of 3, I have a feeling you're going to predict a Southampton win here.
2-1, Southampton.
And he wonders why he's bottom. I'm sorry. Oh, Brad, what can we do with him? Sorry, did you say 2-1 to Southampton? I nearly wrote it down as 2-1 Spurs. Silly me. 2-1 to Southampton. Brad, let's bring this back to reality.
I don't know if you can really, because it's the thing is, it's easy to sit here and say, yeah, Spurs bang, put the result down. Southampton have been on a little bit of resurgence under this manager that they've got, because they've got a manager with half a brain cell or more than their previous one. And it's Tottenham. It's just Spurs. This is just the game they could easily as much sweep and win comfortably and lose. And every Spurs fan cannot tell you when that's going to happen because it's just so unpredictable. But this one's getting ruled by what I want to happen in terms of helping Leicester out as much as possible. So I'm going to go 3-0 Tottenham. But I don't think Steve's too crazy this week with Southampton. I really don't, because they're playing Spurs.
Yes, I agree with you. Spurs are away. On away form, Spurs are sixth in the league on the last six games. On home form, Southampton are 20th. They've only won one in the last six at home. And that was, guess who?
Us.
Yes, it was.
Dr. Leicester will see you now.
So, I've got to agree. I think Southampton, as up and down as Tottenham are, and they did finally come good for me last week. I'm predicting them every week to win. Surely, if they can beat Forest 4-1, surely they can beat Southampton. Like you say, I think you've got a very good point, Brad. Steve, you might not be a million miles away, even though obviously for different reasons you want Southampton to win. I've gone 2-0 to Spurs. So we will see which one of us is correct. But I just have a feeling that it might be a step too far for Southampton because they are just so unpredictable. You just don't know which. Like Spurs are unpredictable, so Southampton are almost Spursy. Let's have a look what people are saying in the chat. Jeff's gone 2-1 to Spurs. Mike's gone for a Desmond, our first Desmond of the evening. Doug has agreed with you, Steve. Baby brain.
He knows his stuff.
I mean, he's Scottish. He knows nothing about football.
I think these losses to Bournemouth and teams like that have affected with Doug's brain and football results because...
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction.
Can I just say as well that on Monday at 6, we are doing a prediction show for the Euros for the groups. And I was looking at the first group, and it's Scotland in either the first or the second group. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, how am I going to predict them to go through?
So, where are North Macedonia?
They're in our group. We are playing. Yeah. I put a post out the other day. Did you not see it? I went, dates for Brad's diary.
No, probably did, but I've slept since then and forgot it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
North Macedonia, top of the group. Get on, lads.
You know, and you wonder, I haven't invited you on, Brad, for some reason.
Oh, can't I keep up my infamous killing streak on that? Back in a team and they get knocked out in the group stages.
Well, if you wanted to do that, you'd just say Scotland, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's an easy pick. Come on.
Shane's gone for a 1-1 draw. Nate has gone for a 3-1 Spurs win. And I don't know what he's on. 6-0 to Spurs. That would be good. 1-1, says James. And Jeff has gone, 8 of the 9 relegation teams playing this weekend. Oh, I didn't think it was that many. So we'll not be... Ah, fair enough. I didn't realise. I thought there was a few not playing. On that. So, I don't think West Ham are playing this weekend, who are directly below us, so that could have some effect. The next game, we've got Wolves versus, well, Brad's favourite team, Leeds United. Of the last six, Wolves have won 3, Leeds have won 2. There's been 1 draw. Earlier in the season, it was a 1-0 win to Wolverhampton. Leeds, I mean, they had a funny season because we thought that he was going to get sacked, Jesse Marsh. Then he managed to beat, Liverpool. And he kept his job and they went up the table and now they're coming back down again. They're 19th, but they're on 23 points, so only a point off ourselves in 16th. We need a Wolves win, Steve. Can you see it happening?
I'd like to see it happening, but Leeds are just a team that, like I said before, there's no grey area with Leeds. They either win or they lose. Wolves is coming back into form. They're playing some good football. Leeds are still going to be buzzing around the pitch. So I'm going to go for a Desmond on this one.
Oh, you're going for a 2-2. Can I just remind you, last week... you actually went for Leeds to beat Brighton. And they nearly did. They nearly did. That was a Desmond. He's getting quite good at this, Brad.
Yeah, he is, which is a bit frightening. He's starting to learn his lessons. I think he's finally copying the homework and understanding it from me and you. I want a Wolves win. You want a Wolves win. Everybody wants a Wolves win. Let's go for a Wolves win for everybody. And let's just go 2-0 Wolves and just send Leeds down.
You're going 2-0 to Wolves. At home, Wolverhampton are 16th in the form table, but they have won 3 of their last 6. Away from home, Leeds are 18th. They haven't won in the last 6. I agree with you, Brad, but I think it'll be a tight affair. And I've gone 1-0 to Wolves. Of course, the bad news as well is that Match of the Day will be back in its full entirety with the presenters and everybody else as well. So we've got to listen to all their BS. If you want to watch a good Match of the Day, GB News, go and watch from last Saturday. You can find it on the Leicester Till I Die YouTube site. It's pinned to the top. It's an amazing guest that they've got on. Really newy stuff. GB News, the alternative Match of the Day. And how Newcastle have just not scored, I do not know. Let's have a look what everybody is going for on this one then. Wolves, Leeds. Where do we go? Nate has gone 1-1. Jeff's gone Wolves to win 2-1. Oh. Doug's come up with a joke. What do you call the patron saint of pizzas? Jesus Christ.
Doug, put yourself on a timeout. Someone sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
In fairness, I have been waiting for that because I did drop a couple in on his channel earlier.
Now, but... for God's sake, why am I not surprised?
So I was waiting for the fight back. James has gone Wolves 1, Leeds 0, as indeed has Doug. Mike's gone 3-1 to Wolves. Shane has gone 2-1 to Leeds. I know LCFC. He started his dad jokes and he isn't even a dad yet. 6 minutes to go and Newcastle aren't doing us a favour at all because it's still 1-1. Naughty Corner says LCFC, 1 minute per year of your age.
Oh.
I'll see you next week then. For me, she's gone 2-0 and then just reminds it is to Wolves. Okay, the Sky game, because there's no BT game this weekend. The first game on after this one, which is obviously on Sky, is Chelsea Everton, which is tomorrow. As bad as we think Chelsea were, they rolled up to Leicester and they got a win. No surprise there. Steve, Chelsea have won three of the last six, Everton two, and there's been one draw. I'm not going to joke about Everton. Not just because possibly James is still in. Oh, he is. I've just seen him comment. But we're below Everton. I mean, below Nottingham Forest. And I'm with greatest respect here, James, with greatest respect. We're below Everton. Can Sean Dyche... I mean, he must fancy this against Chelsea because they've not had a brilliant, you know, Premier League season, have they?
I'm going to go for an Everton win. I think Sean Dyche is going to go on a run.
there we go. There it is. There it is, Chris. There's his Watford.
Is that a joke?
I think the shackles are off. I think he's got, you know, he's just going to go for it. I don't think he's going to be like Rodgers and he's going to do all these tactical things against teams. He's going to sort his team out. He's going to get them to one and play how he wants them to play. And I think the shackles are off and I think they're going to win 2-1.
Steve, look, you know I love you. And thank you so much for the hat and the top. But I've got to say...
You are the weakest link about...
I'm sorry. What did you go for? I just wasn't listening to you because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. What score did you go for?
2-1 Everton.
2-1 to Everton. I need to have words with your kids. Have they ever thought about putting you in a home? Brad, please, please. If you agree with him, I'm going.
Oh, it's that easy, is it? Okay, well, you won't believe. Well, I'm just, no. Steve, you're a brave soul for so many reasons. You know, people don't appreciate the underdog that keeps the show running together with its sense of humour. Because Everton, unfortunately, as much as I don't think...
They're not Brad. He thinks he's being serious.
Yeah, well, don't tell him that, okay. Right? Don't let him know that. That's the secret, Chris. That's how we keep him on this show. Right. But I, as much as I don't think Graham Potter's going to turn out to be the next big thing at Chelsea, I do think they're going to get the job done here against Everton. And I'm actually going for something very unprecedented for Chelsea fans this season. I actually think they're going to score 3 goals, Chelsea. I think Chelsea are going to win this game 3-0.
You've gone 3-0. Apparently, they're going to sell a load of players at the end of the season because of all those players they bought this season. 2 minutes to go at the City Ground, by the way. They're going to sell a load in the summer. Ben Chilwell may be moving on, which will help us because I think we've got a sell-on clause. They have obviously just given Kante a new contract, though, and I don't blame them. Fantastic player. Chelsea sat in 10th, Everton 15th, which probably nosebleed territory for them. On home form, Chelsea are in 10th. And on away form, Everton are in 16th. Everton haven't won in 6 away, and they've actually lost 4 of those. I am going to say, sorry, James, about this. I have actually, and this is the first time tonight, first time tonight that we've actually agreed, Brad. I've gone 3-0. Right. Is he still playing LCFC? Tell you what, we could actually do with him on the pitch, couldn't we? Dyche beat Arsenal, but to be fair, that was a bit of a freak game for Arteta. At least he didn't go to penalties. Did I say that out loud? There's no guarantee the same will happen to Chelsea. No, you're quite right. I've got to kind of just say on that, I went on, you know, we all know Del Boy Gunner, don't we?
Yeah.
I was on his show last night. Now, you wouldn't think that his team were top of the league and they'd got as far as they had into Europe. My God, the Arsenal fans were in meltdown. Absolutely. Oh, Arteta out. And if he does this, he's got to go. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. They don't know they're born. They really don't. I do understand that, Chris, the fact you guys are below us is crazy. Sorry, but it is true. It is true. Chelsea 2, Everton 0, said Shane. We are into... Oh, my God. Oh, injury time at the City Ground. We've got 6 minutes of this. Cowabunga! You never need an excuse to bring the turtles in. Ninjury time there. 6 minutes. Come on, Newcastle. I like to think that I'm impartial. And where are we going? 1-0 to Chelsea, says Nate. Doug agrees with us too. Brad, he's gone 3-0. Mike's gone 1-1. And Jeff has gone 2-0 to Chelsea. And there's a penalty. I don't know who's given the penalty to. I think it's Newcastle, Brad. A penalty to Newcastle.
Don't raise my hopes just to crush them, Chris.
Let's just have a look. Oh, it was handball. It was handball.
If it's handball, that's it. Give it. Yeah, definite. I can see it from there.
Sleeve ends because he's got one of those red vests underneath. He was jumping. He jumped above the defender. The Newcastle striker. His hand was up, but the question is, where are you supposed to put your hand? Where did you put your hand when you jumped, Steve?
this law is just a joke.
It is.
I'm absolutely getting sick and tired of it and watching it. And, you know, below the T-shirt, and the one they give the other night on the telly, he's not even facing the ball. He's just glanced off his arm, and they give a penalty, and you're thinking, what? Mm. It's getting crazy. Spoiling the game. Oh, absolutely spoiling the game.
Navas has got a card.
You watch. He'll save it or he'll hit the post.
It's Trippier versus Navas. He's saving it.
Game. Goalkeeper's prediction, he'll save it.
Guys, we'll come back to this last game. This is a... Come on, Newcastle. No, Trippier's not taking it. I thought Trippier was lining the ball up. I think it's Isaac, is it? I think, yes, it is Isaac who's going to take it.
He's missing.
3-4 steps back. 5. Stands there. And he runs up. Go on. Yes! What a goal. What a goal.
I'm still waiting for VAR to say that Navas is off his line. Don't celebrate it just yet.
2-1 to Newcastle. Oh, how's that 1-0 looking, Steve? Bring it on. You were all cocky at the start. How are you feeling now?
That's what you get from Matthew Forrest, Steve.
Oh, 2-1. I mean, it was a confident penalty. He didn't put his feet through it, or, you know, his boot through it, but he placed it, and the goalkeeper had gone the other way anyway. So, must admit,
I think we ought to have a new prediction. You know, that who scores first?
You probably have less points, Steve.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. I don't think you're going to get that top down, Brad.
I'm getting double charge rates now.
On the back of the top.
Oh, you'll say, kick me. Is he got, actually, what does it say on the back of it? James says, I can't see anything but a Chelsea win as well, but I hope I'm wrong. I mean, he wasn't quite inside the circle, but he was on the edge of the circle. What a goal. Almost as good as Joey Goodjohnson's, Brad.
Oh, yeah, against Hull. Oh, that was a goal.
Miss Luca, when I came in, I think I'd missed Luca, but I heard about it. I think most of the Arsenal fans were over the top, to be honest with you. Yes, they got knocked out, but it was penalties, you know. We all know about penalties, but Luca, you know what Luca's like. He changes his opinion more times than he changes his underwears. Nate said, I've seen the rumour that Everson starts tomorrow. It's in the Mercury, and it's basically, I just think because everybody's getting on Ward's back, and there's this rumours that we're that could be a sending off. No, it's just a booking for Forest. He pulled him back. We're looking at this Sunderland goalkeeper, apparently, and Brendan Rodgers has said he's not afraid to make mistakes if, you know, it will do Ward any good. He's afraid to make mistakes. Oh, bloody hell. He's not afraid to make changes if it's going to help Ward out. So don't think he'll be any better, to be honest with you. No joke, it was actually amazing. It was. You know, the edge of the circle in the Arsenal half, he hadn't gone further than that. Fed up with Ward's antics, so it'd be a change. Mike, yeah, keep up. let's get past all the penalty ones. Don't understand how Navas, formerly of PSG and Real Madrid, has decided Nottingham Forest is for him. Probably because nobody else wanted him. To be fair,
I thought that. But does anyone remember Victor Valdez just randomly played for Middlesbrough?
No.
You don't remember Victor Valdez?
No.
You're older than me. You don't remember one of the greatest Barcelona keepers to date, Victor Valdez?
No.
Oh dear, anybody in the chat that brain isn't decaying with age?
Follow Barcelona.
You know, Keylor Navas has been at all these clubs and then, to them in the chat.
He was in the World Cup. I saw him in the World Cup. He was bloody awful for Puerto Rico. Doug said he went 2-1 Newcastle. Let's hope they get a third. I don't think the time's gone. Right, last game. I think I know which way this one's going as well, Steve. Sunday, 2:00, Sky. It's the last game of the weekend because it is FA Cup weekends. We're not going to be predicting the FA Cups because we don't do that in this show. Arsenal, Crystal Palace is at, at Highbury then. It's at the Emirates. There's been three of these, the last six have been draws. Two Arsenal wins. Just one Palace win. Earlier in the season, it was 2-0 to Arsenal. Obviously, they've just lost their manager, Steve.
And I think that's what's going to get them a result. I think Arsenal are going to be still sulking about going out of Europe. And I think you're going to see a different Palace now without the manager. So I'm not going to say Palace are going to win, but I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
1-1 draw. To be honest with you, that's almost like a Palace win for you because of how much you hate Arsenal. Hang on, it can't be. No, it's over. I thought there's another goal. They're all celebrating. So I thought I was just going to laugh at Doug then. I thought they'd scored another goal. I don't know. It might have been on Doug's channel earlier. I'm not sure, but somebody said, what did they say? You see, my memory's going, you see. I was totally distracted by Isaac celebrating there, and I think there was another goal. One of the Palace fans, or a few of the Palace fans, actually want Rodgers to go to Palace because they think...
Wow.
I mean, to be honest with you, I've got the cars running downstairs. I'm quite happy, you know. I'll go and pick him up. But apparently it's because he can bring the best out of Edouard. Go for it, Brad.
Oh, my God. That's desperate for Palace fans. I was a little bit shocked. I think you asked me the question a few weeks ago, who's next for the sack, and Vieira's name was mentioned, but I actually quite liked Vieira. I liked the fact that he tried to make... You know, he took a team that's a bit turdy and tried to polish them up a little bit, didn't he? But it didn't matter how glamorous he tried to make them play the football, it clearly didn't work. And unfortunately, I think it showed where his tactical depth or knowledge is at a limit. Being as you know, when you're an understudy, you don't learn the job in understudy completely. You have to develop yourself through the system. Again, it's almost like these ex-players instantly becoming managers just doesn't work out for clubs. I don't know how they're not picking up on this signal, but it's clearly not working with the sacking lists.
Did you have anything to do with that, Brad? Because, I mean, you've caused a few managers to be sacked this season.
I kind of liked him, but I did feel it was desperately close to the point.
Ex-player syndrome, mate.
Well, it is. I mean, I have to admit, I thought if he doesn't go, in the inevitable result against Arsenal happens, he'll get sacked anyway. So I was fearing it, but for the first time with these sacking predictions, I wasn't a fan of it because I actually admired what Vieira was trying to do. I think Steve's right in the sense that Palace will show a bit of fight to whoever's going to take over the job there. But I think in the end, it will be a comfortable Arsenal win. It might get to half time where it's still 0-0 and 1-0. It's a little bit dicey for a bit. Gives them something to talk about on the old punditry instead of licking Arsenal's arse all the time. But I think ultimately in the second half, Palace will just come undone. And I think they'll win 3-0.
So you've gone for another 3-0. Right. Can I just say that result means Nottingham Forest are 14th on 26 points, having played a game more. Everton have already played 27. Did they play midweek again? No, they didn't. Somehow Everton have already played 27, as have Crystal Palace and Wolves. So, yeah, it's all getting a little bit interesting. You've gone 3-0. And you know what, Brad?
Oh, for God's sake, here we go.
So have I. We've both when you went 3-0 last time, I thought you're not gonna do it again. And yes, you did it again. Oops, you did it again, as Britney Spears would say.
Well, I suppose the way I should look at it, not only have we gone for the same result, but we've gone for the same score. So the worst case scenario is either Steve gets a couple of points to make himself feel better, or you're not going to get any further ahead of me on the results.
We're going to get down to the last game of the season, and I'm not going to predict early on that. I'm going to see what you guys go for and see how many points I need. I'm going to go for something different.
I'm going to work out how many points I'm potentially ahead at that point, and I might just go 0-0 all the way down for that week.
Arsenal are second in the form table. They've won three of the last six at home, while away. Palace, they're 14th somehow, but they've only won one of the last six. It actually wasn't against Leicester. It was against Bournemouth. And they've lost. So, yeah, I think I'm going to agree with yourself. I think it's going to be 3-0 to the Arsenal. So, just to run through those, and just so Steve can check his figures and make sure that he's... Do you write them in pencil so you can rub them out, Steve?
I'm just coming up with a new concept now that I think we should have a prediction show for half-time scores and final scores. So, you know what I mean?
You were listening to John Wallace.
I'm sure I'd be waiting.
You know when Jock Wallace, we came up to the Premier, the First Division, and Jock Wallace actually said that you should get a point if you were ahead at half-time. And he was serious. Let's have a look what people have gone for in the old chatteroony here. I said two on Newcastle. He's won Champions League. Yeah, but playing them and managing is two different things, isn't it, I guess? Arsenal to win 3-0. Jeff's agreed with us, as has Shane, as has James. Nate's gone one better. He's gone 4-0. 3-1 to the Arse, says Doug. I thought we were worse than Paris. Well, we're worse than everybody. The trees have lost. Roy Hodgson is linked with a Palace return as well. Good God.
Just leave him in the old folks' home. Stop beating the poor man to death to manage football. God damn it.
Arsenal to win 4-1. Palace just can't score goals. That's their main problem. We just can't keep them out. Hodgson to Palace again. Yeah, I can see that. It is official rumours. 3-1 to Arsenal, says LCFC. And then Jeff says, if my predictions are correct, there'll be no change in Leicester's league position. Well, let's just run through them. So tonight, Brad and me got a point. Steve, oh dear.
he's falling further behind.
Fix. How can you fix? We did it live. You said when you live.
Was winning 1-0 for most of the game.
Yeah.
It's 90 minutes the game, 96 minutes tonight.
You didn't say that at the beginning. You just said predict. So I'll get a point for that.
You get. We're gonna have two leagues here. Aren't
Once in the show or shows previous, you've never mentioned it was over 90 minutes.
I kind of presumed, being an ex-player, that you might have realised that. There we go. Anyway, things can only get better, Steve. We've all gone for Villa to beat Bournemouth. Brad doesn't even think Bournemouth will score. You two have both gone for Brentford to beat Leicester. Yeah, honestly, what you like, you two. Yeah, you heathens. I've gone for 2-1 to Leicester. I somehow think I'm the stupid one here.
That says it about our season, doesn't it?
Yeah. Southampton's Spurs. A couple of seasons ago when we did the prediction league, I was top because I could never predict against us and we won so many games. And then on, it just hasn't happened. Southampton Spurs, Steve, and if anybody's joined us late and wonders why Steve is bottom, it's because he's gone for Southampton win to beat Spurs. Oh, God, I hope they don't now. Me and Brad have both gone for Spurs. Wolves Leeds, a draw for Steve. And two wins for me and Brad. For Everton-Chelsea, Steve's gone for Everton. When I actually read these out, Steve, they sound worse. Brad and me both went 3-0, as we did indeed for Arsenal-Palace. And it was a draw for Steve. I've got to say, Steve, in fairness, looking at those, you are brave. I think that's the word.
15. I think the word begins with an S.
I'm not going there. But yeah, I mean, he's trying to catch us up because he is going.
Yeah, he's going in reverse, though.
Yes. Mike is off. Take care, buddy. Same thing with Neil Warnock. They've had their time. Let them relax in peace. Jeff says Steve can still get 18 points.
Yes.
Good.
God. He could. Like I said a few weeks ago, Chris, he'd still be 20 points behind me and you.
Time.
There's not enough time in the season left. You're like Brendan Rodgers asking for time.
Yeah. And like I said, when you said you were getting the 15 points, I just thought you meant, like you said to me about the 90 minutes, I thought that you meant 15 points in a week. I didn't know you meant 15 points in about, you know, over 6 weeks or something. there we go. Guys, thank you so much. And don't forget, everybody, if you are watching, do you remember this?
The Prediction Show from Leicester Till I Die TV is brought to you by Xbox Steve Linex. And foxy7clothing.co.uk.
Back of the net.
You got to say, that is such cool music, isn't it?
Back of the net,
indeed. That's where you go, foxy7clothing.co.uk. Same on Instagram, same on Facebook. And you, let me just move my microphone out of the way now at the end of the show. And that, look at that. Look at that, gold on black. It is absolutely superb. And you can get those on the caps as well. What else do you do apart from hoodies and caps, Steve?
We do T-shirts, polo shirts. We're starting to do women's and kids now. We do beanies. Oh, we do some wicked beanies, some great colour beanies.
Mm.
And we was talking to a company in Leicester this week, who quite like the clothes and they want to do something with us. So hopefully that's going to take off a bit.
It so, wouldn't be ME by any chance, would it?
Who?
ME.
Yes, ME, yeah. Matt Elliott as well.
Yeah, no, they're great guys. I do. They do my Leicester Till I Die stuff as well. I don't think I've sold much, if anything at all, to be honest with you. But yeah, Richard, he's a lovely, lovely guy. Do say hi for me. And he's got a lot of contacts around as well. So yeah, guys, check that out, Foxy7. And thank you very much for these, Steve. And don't forget, like I say, there was a question going on in the chat, which I'm just trying to see if I can get the results of the poll up. I'm just going to end it here. Nobody wants to pay. Ah, it was 67% of you wanted if it's free. Nobody wants to pay for it. Well, 17% are happy to pay for it, and 17% don't want to do it. So there we go. It looks like if we do it, it's going to be free. I'll decide.
Chris, if you do one for one night, get everybody's predictions, and we'll send them a Foxy7 clothing. We'll send them a piece of clothing to the winner.
Oh, that's very decent of you. Well, we could do that, could we not, on the last day, on the last prediction show? Yeah.
So if you get people to do a sheet for the prediction, whoever wins that one, we'll send them a top.
We'll sort it out because, yeah, they can send it in and then we know they're being truthful. Not that I'm accusing anybody of, you know.
Yeah, they can choose what color they want.
Results, you know, doing a Steve, as we like to say these days. But no, that's very decent of you. Thank you very much. We'll have a chat about it and we'll get something sorted. If we do it for it'd be good to do that for the last show of the season. Steve, thank you very much, mate. All the best. Have a good weekend. I hope you are wrong with your prediction for Leicester, but I do have a feeling that you are going to be right.
15 points, mate, for this week.
Yeah, you heard that, didn't you, Brad?
Yeah, I've heard it every week. I'm still waiting for him to get 15 points in total.
The back of your chopper is going to be 15 points, Brad.
That's going to be very believable when I won't get 15 points for 1 week, I tell you.
Take care, Steve. Thank you very much, mate. All the best.
Good guys. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
And yeah, see you, Steve.
All right.
And Brad, you can find Brad on Top 10 Battles here on YouTube. And get over there and check all the quizzes out. It's a great channel. Show Brad your support and get over there and give it a subscribe. Obviously, if you're new, subscribed to this as well. I think everybody that's in is subscribed because I've actually started to put subscriber mode on. That's the way to get on, Brad. And I suppose we've got to do the post-match tomorrow, haven't we?
I guess so. I mean, if we lose, we just cancel it and just not bother.
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, the way I'm feeling today with everything that's gone on, I do feel like, say, just doing that if we lose.
I tell you what, just if we lose, just start a stream and send it to random Leicester fans that, you know, might come on. Just let them rant amongst themselves and shout about it.
Yes. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, just leave it open. Jeff, well, he used his yodel, so I don't know whether yodel will go to the Philippines or not. You can, I tell you what, you could have it sent to your son, the Nottingham Forest fan. I'm not sure how it would work out. We'll have to try and do some way of doing it, possibly via Twitter, but it would have to be, I think you'd have to say that you've got to subscribe. Brad, thanks very much, mate. I will see you probably tomorrow night when, well, one of us will be very happy or both of us will be totally miserable.
Probably totally miserable, but yeah, I like your optimism that one of us will be happy.
Take care, buddy. All the best.
See you later, mate. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks very, very much to Brad there. Get over there and check his channel out. Like I say, we are going to be back tomorrow, and we will be back with this, he says, if you can find it.
Coming up next on Leicester Till I Die TV.
Indeed. I will see you tomorrow, 2:30 for the watch along. See if I can last the whole game, guys. Come over there, give us your support. Don't let me suffer on my own, please. See you later. Thanks very much. See you tonight, Jeff. Indeed. Take care, Nat. And like you say, which it is tonight for you over there. All the best. And as I always say at the end of these shows now, here's Arnie.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.